Hi, this is Heidi.
I'm Gabe.
And I'm Cody.
Thank you for listening to Nerd Post Podcast.
Join us as we recap our favorite movies and shows from Star Wars to Marvel and everything in between.
So please, watch these along with us as we bring you spoiler-filled reactions.
We hope you enjoy. All right, hello and welcome to Moon Knight, Episode 6, the series finale.
It's the finale, everybody.
Yes.
Or is it a season finale?
Season, I don't know. We could get a second, but I don't know if that's confirmed, right?
No, it's not confirmed.
Still nothing.
Right. So season finale, but limited series finale for now. Because it did have a good post-credit scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
As Marvel is wont to do.
Uh-huh.
So initial reactions, you guys. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just confused. I like, the action was good, but they did the same thing that they did with Falcon and the Winter Soldier and WandaVision. They wrapped it up way too fast, in my opinion.
Yes.
Gabe, everything that you said last episode, at the beginning of last episode, you were like, they have to X, Y, Z, all those things you listed, they did those things in this episode.
Uh-huh.
Holy
shit. Way too fast.
Yeah. I think that we could have benefited from a seventh episode.
Oh, for sure.
And well, like, I think all of those series could have, except for, like, Loki's the only one that did it right.
Where, I agree with that, yeah.
Like, even the wrap-up, there was just so much that happened, like, so many other leading, like, or lasting consequences, that it's like, this one, they just wrapped up too many things too fast, and there's only one way that this is going. And it's,
well, but something else where it's just like, if this is a limited series finale, they're going to have to answer some of these questions in a different series, because it's like, we don't even know what's happening. So,
right. Like, at the end, where is reality? Where is the afterlife? Mm. Where the fuck are we?
Mm. Yeah.
That killed me. That was the one reaction I sent to you guys in the chat.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, we'll get there.
Like,
but
what the fuck?
Yeah. Exactly.
That questioning what reality is fucking killed me about this.
Right?
It really killed me. Yeah.
For me, still my favorite, but it's just...
No, it's solid. Just, I would say that this one, I think other than... Oh, what was the cartoon one?
Oh, What If?
Yeah, What If. The What If series was probably my favorite still, but this is a very close second. Well, but WandaVision.
I know. I say Loki still. Loki is still my number one, then WandaVision, then this one.
Yeah.
For me, it goes like cold.
This one, Loki, because Loki's just so good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're...
So this is still so good, though. This is so good.
Speaking of, like, wrap-ups, that's basically what we're getting tomorrow, you know, with... the Multiverse of Madness stuff. So, I mean, hopefully the stuff from WandaVision is kind of wrapped up or at least addressed in that movie, and then maybe some of the stuff from Loki. But I mean, if the trend continues that way, we're not going to get any sort of wrap up for this for what, like, another year or two, if they either do a second season or B, a Moon Knight movie. But Oscar Isaac still hasn't signed on to do anything, so.
I mean, I can see this series being kind of buttoned up with a little bow on it, the way it is. And I appreciate that. Like, I think they did a phenomenal job. This last episode, I cannot believe they packed in what they packed in. Because going, like, I sat down to watch it this morning, and I was like, oh my God, it's only 43 minutes. How are they going to wrap this up in 43 minutes?
Yeah.
We sat we sat in the psych ward for 50 minutes last week.
Yeah, I saw that, and my immediate reaction was, oh yeah, this is not long enough.
Yeah. And then if you look at when it stops, because we have the post-credit scene and all of the credits, it's like 37 minutes. They wrap this up in 37 minutes. I cannot believe they wrap this up in 37 minutes.
I think we should dive into the episode because there are some things that I would love for them to have drawn out that we could have seen that I don't think it would have hurt the series. Like, why does it have to be six episodes? Like, they're just like, they're stuck on the six episodes thing. And it's like,
let's do eight.
It would not hurt us to do it. Just flesh it out just a little bit more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we open up. We're on a dead Mark Spector being pulled out of the water by Harrow's guys. And they put the scarab on his chest. And I feel like that alone answered a lot of questions. Like, we've been in this like sub reality with Mark Spector for a whole episode. So now we're kind of getting back to like, oh, okay, yeah, he did die. This is his body. This is what's happening in like the real world. Doink, doink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Layla is there hiding behind a pillar, quietly kills the guy. No big deal.
Which I'm very upset at her at this moment, because if you see every other person except for Harrow, well, he has a gun. Whoever that lady was, she didn't have a gun. Everybody else had a gun. Layla took out a guy with a gun, didn't take that gun, and didn't shoot Harrow right in the fucking back. Very upset about that.
Good point.
I was like, she could have ended whatever the fuck he was doing here, and she didn't.
Good point.
I didn't think about that.
I don't, like, just for the benefit of the doubt, I'm going to say maybe she wasn't sure what he was capable at this point of. Because, like, she's seen Mark take, like, how many bullets?
Yeah, but she also knew that he was the avatar of Khonshu and that Harrow couldn't have been because Ahmet was still
trapped. As far as she knew, she didn't know if Ahmet was still.
He had the thing in his hand.
But we don't know if she saw it.
Maybe. I don't know. I was just like that. I mean, it's a small thing. It was a small thing, and it definitely progressed the story further for her not to have done that.
I'm just thinking her pulling out and like shooting him, and then it like boing, and then him going, huh, bop, and it's like
that's probably what have happened. So that was just a small
possibility.
Yeah, that was one of those moments where it's like, wow, we get to turn a whole 2.5 hour movie into 30 minutes. Like, thanks. You know, one of those, you see the people in the horror movie go into the basement. Yeah. And you're like, you could just ignore it and then none of this shit would be happening. But
no, that's like, why didn't they just fly the eagles to Mordor?
There's an actual answer for that one.
It's a whole thing. Never mind. Okay. So, yes, now Harrow has the little stone Ahmet because he'd taken it from dead Mark Spector. And he uses his cane, but he like doesn't quite bring her back here, but scary stuff is happening with his cane. And
yeah, it like evolved.
Yeah. It was the second evolution for Pokemon.
Yeah.
I'm such a nerd. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Layla finds the mark and he's dead. This is sad. Oh, it was sad.
She hated him so much at the end of like the last episode.
Right.
And it's that realization that like now he's gone too. That, like, I don't know. That was pretty sad to see.
Very sad. Very well done.
Well, especially when his body just kind of slips back into the water and you're like, oh, shit. Yeah, that is He's a dead body. Yeah. That is a fucking dead body.
Yeah. So dead. And she grabs the scarab, which is also loaded for her, right? Like, her dad used to call her his little scarab. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. They really packed so much into 37 minutes.
Yeah, they did.
So Harrow and crew are on the road in vehicles, and they come up to a blockade. And you kind of don't know what's going to happen, but you kind of do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're like, is this when it happens? And then shit starts turning purple, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. And Arrow says, I don't need to. I don't know. As I'm reading this, it's really fun. I don't need to show you my papers. You need to show me your soul.
I don't need to show you my paper.
I know, I'm like,
you need to show me. Yeah, he's doing Jedi mind tricks.
These aren't the papers you're looking for.
Yeah. Happy May the 4th, everybody. Oh, yeah, recording that's right. On May the 4th. Yes. It's Star Wars Day as we record this.
It is.
And so immediately all of these men at this blockade, their souls come out of their bodies, except for one. Apparently, this is now his new disciple.
Yeah, could you imagine just seeing your soul come out of your body and then everybody else is dead and you're like, what the fuck? Where did the people go? But then that also explains what they were seeing in the Duat. Yeah. Because I think we thought that it was Ahmet that was doing it, but it's actually Harrow doing some fucked up shit.
Mm-hmm. I was correlating the timelines as we were going, and that is for sure. Mm-hmm. That is for sure the timeline we were at.
Yeah.
So Layla is there with this crew, and she just has kind of a desert mask on to conceal who she is. So as Layla is walking, trying to figure shit out.
This part is kind of uncomfortable.
But again, another one of those things where of all the weapons that she could have had, it was a little pocket knife with a blade about a finger long. And I was like,
I could just picture her just being like, okay, I can't shoot him. I've seen Mark take bullets. Maybe I don't think I've seen Mark get stabbed with a knife.
she saw him get run through with those pulls from.
I know. But then she's like, maybe I could kill him with my bare hands.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever done like the process of elimination.
Yeah. Oh, she's such a badass, though, throughout the whole scene. The whole series.
As she's, like, making her decisions, a dead body, like, hey, Tavaret.
Right? Nobody else is seeing this.
I know.
Right. So this is Tavaret talking from a dead body and even saying, like, hey, I'm talking to you from a dead body. Anything's possible. Like,
just so uncomfortable.
It is, because they do such a good job of showing that, like, the body's uncomfortable. Like, every time Tawara is done talking, it's just like, ugh.
It slumps back.
Yeah, it goes back to, like, dead.
Yeah.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah. It is.
But basically, she gets across the point that, like, Khonshu can bring Mark back to life. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they're climbing the pyramid at this point, like Harrow and crew. Harrow hits it with the cane, and then the gods can feel it.
Yes.
And they're like, wow, maybe we should have listened to Khonshu, because guess who it
did
is?
Somebody free Ahmet? Who could it have been? It was Harrow.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. I wish we could have stopped him beforehand if only somebody had come and told us.
But they do kind of go on to high alert. Osiris and Harrow, like the avatars, start fighting Kyr. And while they're going to town, kind of realizing what's going on, Layla goes for the stone gods and finds the little stone Khonshu.
How hard would it have been to do a 5-minute fight between Harrow and the gods? I'm just saying.
That's a good point. It's valid.
Right.
Yeah. But instead they do that thing where it's like, all right, I guess I'm going to have to teach you a lesson. And then they like charge each other. And then it's like hard cut to something else.
This shit was too expensive. So we're going to go to some background dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally what happened.
And then it's like, because the next time we see Harrow, everybody's just on the ground and he's just like, huh, I hope nobody missed that fight because it was epic.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Well, we did progress just so quickly. I mean, what were 8 minutes in at this point? And then Hera throws the stone thing to the ground, and apparently that's all that's required to release Ahmet.
Yeah. She's pretty crazy looking, too.
She's scary cool. crocodile lady.
She is scary crocodile lady.
They did a good job.
Steven did a good job of describing her earlier. Yeah.
So Ahmet was saying that Hera's not balanced. Mm-hmm. But Ahmet is saying that she relied on a servant who was balanced, but in turn she became bound for 2,000 years.
Yes.
So it's okay it's that Hera's not balanced.
Right. It's kind of that thing where I've found a perfect servant and it didn't do me well. So maybe if I had an imperfect servant, things would have turned out better for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to think if there's, I feel like I've seen that somewhere recently.
I feel like I've done that with my relationships. Like, I had a fucked up guy, so now I'll get a less fucked up guy, but it still ends up being fucked up.
Well, and definitely what we see at the end of this episode, that was still the wrong choice for us. Yeah, it still
doesn't work. Oh my god. All my servants are my relationships. How did this happen?
Yikes.
That's weird. Ah, fuck. whatever.
So, but that was interesting, though, that Ahmet, like, that Hera actually was imbalanced himself.
Yes, I did find that very interesting, though, because they break it down here and she says, well, it's something you're going to do in the future.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I thought it was because of his past. He thought it was because of his past.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's because of his future. But she's like, that's okay. That's fine.
It's fine.
But she's the one god that would rule about people's futures, but she's not going to for him.
She's like, maybe I can change it for you.
God damn it. This is like every relationship. Maybe I can change this.
It was just in the back of my mind what I was trying to think of. But it's like somebody setting off on a quest to kill a certain amount of, like, a certain group of people. But then in the end, he would have to kill himself because he's also a part of that people. I don't know. I don't know what I'm thinking of.
No, I don't know. But yeah.
It's a mess. Full Metal Alchemist. That's what I'm thinking of. Whatever. Anyway.
Never seen that.
I haven't seen it. But yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
So at this point in the background, Layla was over there with those stone gods. She releases Khonshu in like the funniest way to me, because she was like hiding behind a pillar and like threw him behind a pillar.
Yeah. It's so goofy. Just like this whole part where she's like huddled into this corner and is like, can't you help? I'm not going to be your avatar, but I need you to help. Like, why? Or is there not any other room you could have snuck off to? Like,
yeah.
What?
She was like, yeah, talking behind the pillar the whole time. Like, I don't know.
So silly.
But Khonshu being back is like, I do not sense Mark Spector in this world. And I love how the first thing he says was, he died fighting, no doubt.
And then the next thing he says is, hey, I need an avatar. You willing? Uh-huh. You want to be my avatar?
You available?
And Layla's like, no. She's fuck like, that.
Are
no.
you serious?
Yeah, she's like, you're fucking kidding me right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, would I seriously agree to that? No.
Yeah. She's like, no, I'll degrade for Toweret.
Yeah. That's really cool, by the way. I might want that cosplay. Oh,
for sure. It's a cool one.
Yeah. So Khonshu just attempts to stop Ahmet from leaving here. Like, he doesn't have an avatar. He's in his god version. Ahmet's in her god version. And he's just like, I'm going to stop Ahmet from leaving.
She's like, cool. He's like, cool. So are we going to kaiju fight or what?
Yeah.
Cool. And then it cuts over to Mark here in the field of reeds. Mm-hmm. He just gets eternal peace here talking to Toweret. Toweret. But he refuses to stay there while Steven is in the duat. So he fucking leaves. He leaves the field of reeds. Who does that?
Mm-hmm. Him. This crazy bitch.
He goes out into the duat, finds Steven, who is Sand Steven, talks to him saying, oh God, you guys, this was so emotional.
This is pretty fucking heartbreaking.
This one was pretty sad, yeah.
He survived because he knew he wasn't alone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you were the only real superpower I ever had. Oh, as he places the stone heart in Steven's hand, and then he turns into sand.
And then, poof, they're better.
I know. Because then the door opens, so they both just come back from the sand.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was so fast. I didn't have enough time to emotionally process that. And then the gates are open. And Osiris had done it, apparently.
Did he do it?
Well, yeah, because...
to me, it sounded like Osiris tried to stop them.
Yeah, it seemed to me like Tawaret was able to open up the gates, but then the sand wave was coming, and so she crashed the boat into it because she was like, oh, Osiris is trying to rain on our parade. Go get him, boys.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I thought...
That's how I understand it.
Osiris, you've done it. I thought Osiris had opened the gates.
No, I'm pretty sure it was the sand wave.
I'm pretty sure that Osiris was like a drowning man and was like, I'm taking you guys with me.
Yeah, it was ships going down and I'm taking everybody I can.
Yeah.
Okay. But as they enter in through those doors, Khonshu senses Mark.
And then dips out.
Yeah.
Well, I think we got, you know, the resurrection for here. Because Khonshu sensing Mark coming back, we get the narration and like the cutscenes, the flashbacks of, I feel the pain inside of you. Do you want pain or do you want life? Do you swear to protect the travelers of the night? Rise and live again. Mm-hmm. So Mark Spector's physical body we see now. You guys, the bullets fall out of his chest.
Which it seemed kind of weird to me that like, they were like concave, they were like caved in instead of expanded, because I don't think that would have happened.
Okay.
No, only if he had been bulletproof.
Yeah, like if they, you know, they still would have been actual bullets, but that's fucking whatever.
We can dissect the science behind what bullets actually do.
I'm pretty sure Moon Knight can't fly in the comics, and he's about to fly.
Oh my gosh, true. This is so cool. You guys, I wrote here in the notes, I was like, fucking 18 minutes in and Mark is resurrected.
Yeah,
awesome. We're 18 minutes into this episode and Mark was resurrected. I was just having a holy shit moment. Like, Mark is actually resurrected. The bullets fell out of him. I don't know.
Did you guys see that from the bullet holes, there was like a steady stream of water just being pumped out of him?
No, I didn't.
It was like a faucet. It was just like shooting out of him because his body had filled up with water. And so it was like shooting it out of him as he was like crawling up the steps.
Oh, gross. I got to rewatch that.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. I saw it and I was like, oh, wow, look at him.
Oh. But yeah, he also gets the Moon Knight suit. So it's just like, all right, here we go. We're doing this. Mm-hmm.
He's back. The boy's back.
Yep. So he sees Khonshu and he's like, Layla turned you down, didn't she?
Because he knew as soon as he was gone, he was going to go for Layla because that's what he was saying. Because Khonshu is a dick.
Yeah.
And so, oh my gosh, Mark just switches to Steven in the suit.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So that was probably one of the cooler parts of this episode. Like, especially with the later fight scenes when they switch back and forth. I love that Oscar Isaac can instantaneously switch between those two characters. Absolutely going for the James McAvoy GOAT actor of all time award.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh my God. I hope he gets an Emmy for this so bad.
Right.
And Steven is like, how is this arrangement going to work then? And Khonshu's like, Steven Grant, I was not speaking to you. And he's like, well, we come as a package deal now.
Yep.
And Khonshu's just like, well, I will release you both, but how are we going to get to Cairo? Or Mark is asking how we're going to get to Cairo. And then Khonshu's like, you forgot I'm the god of the sky.
I'm just going to slingshot you there.
That would be so funny if he's like, he literally just out of his back pocket, a slingshot is like, get in, whack. Pulls it back and launches him.
Yeah. But this is,
don't worry, the knight will carry you the rest of the way. Right?
Your cool cape.
This is where the episode gets so goddamn good. Yeah. Because Mark, like, crescent moon capes it up to the moon.
Yes.
Yeah, that was cool. Awesome, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, shit starts to get really badass from here. So Layla is with the Osiris avatar, but he's like basically dying and explaining that they need to imprison Amma in a physical body and then they can defeat her.
So why didn't they do that last time?
Good question. I don't know. Fuck, apparently,
you, that's why.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Well, I guess
they were like, because we just didn't think of it.
Well, like, being in stone is okay as a punishment, but they weren't trying to kill anybody. Yeah, but now it's so bad they need to kill her.
It almost feels like they did that because they're like, we don't know if we'll need her later on as a tool ourselves, so we're just going to keep her around, but hard to find, just in case.
Contained.
Because, I mean, look where they put her. That nobody in the history of ever would ever be able to find that unless they had some sort of help.
But I'm also confused because if you have an avatar, you can lock the god in the avatar's body with that circle too?
I don't think so. I think the god becomes more vulnerable if it has an avatar, is what it seems like. Because then if the god is taking control of the avatar, they can be killed if the avatar is killed, I think is what they're getting at.
Well, because Mark died, but Khonshu didn't.
Because Khonshu wasn't in control of the body. You know how, like, when they were doing that thing a few episodes ago where it was, like, the court?
But so then they locked Amit in the body.
And then if they killed the body because she was in the body, then she dies. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So at this point, the avatar of Osiris, just that guy, is apparently dying. That's so sad. And so Layla just calls for Tarot, but Tarot decides to come screaming in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Layla, I'm so happy to see you. Mark talks about you all the time, and everyone's like, I know. Okay, like, let's go fucking kill this bitch.
Yeah, it totally blows Layla's cover here.
Yeah.
But Layla does become the avatar for Tarot, and she's really struggling with that whole talking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she does a really good job. The actress does a good job there too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So Moon Knight is flying in, and the avatar for Harrow comes to the top of the pyramid. Chance, he sends that purple light up over the city and says, followers of Amit, judge everyone.
Yeah, that part was crazy.
A lot of dead people they're just in, like, Cairo right now.
Touching people and like they're getting judged all of a sudden.
Well, the scary thing too was the spirits. It looked like Amit was eating them and like growing.
Eating them.
And she was like growing as she eats them. Uh-huh. I was so scared.
She was about to evolve.
I was like, she was in her third evolution.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's about to go atomic.
Oh, but Layla, being the avatar of Tuaret now, has these gold wings. Looks so cool. So cool.
Yeah.
So cool. And Amit and Khonshu start to fight in their, like, giant god form.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then this really, really, this part's cool. I need to rewatch it just because it's cool. Moon Knight shows up because he's been flying in, and Harrow's on the outside of the pyramid. So there's this amazing shot on the side of the pyramid where Moon Knight and Harrow come, and Moon Knight comes up with like a knee to the face to Harrow.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. That was so. I want that as like a movie poster, please.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. That one was cool.
Yeah. So cool. And
the fights from here on out are actually really cool.
Really? Like, I couldn't do it justice.
Yeah.
Like, in a few lines, I just put, holy shit, amazing fighting.
No, and that was the craziest part is because now Mark and Steven actually accept each other. So the fighting they do from here on out is them switching instantaneously and just using whatever strength the other one has, you know?
I loved when Steven hopped in and he had the two poles and he's just like beating the crap out of everybody as he's just one onto the next, onto the next, onto the next. He already knows they're going.
That's exactly where we're at because he says, Steven says with his accent, he's like, I'm really jazzed to show you these new skill sets we have.
Steven's and just such a good guy. And he just like
kicks the crap out of everyone.
Well, and then the coolest part is he throws the one at Harrow. Harrow blocks it. It bounces around and comes back to Mark as his Moon Knight. Like, it's so, this was so well done. So well choreographed.
Yeah. It's so well done that I didn't try to break it down. Like,
there's no words.
Yeah, if you're a fan, go watch it, rewatch it, watch it a third time.
Yeah, because it deserves it. This is amazing. It. Yeah, for sure.
Yep. So the fighting goes on. It's so cool. And things start to look really bad for Mark at the same time as they look bad for Khonshu as well, right? So it looks like Amit's winning here.
Yeah, Amit's winning and then Harrow's winning.
Mm-hmm. So as Mark is laying there and you're like, wow, it looks like it might really be over. Like the purple stuff is getting sucked up through the cane.
Oh, I knew this part was going to happen. I knew he was going to black out.
Right? His eyes roll back and everything.
I'm so fucking mad. I'm so fucking mad.
See, this is another thing that would have been good to actually see.
Get the guy come up. I'm Jake. And just start like fucking murdering everybody.
No, he says it in Spanish because I guess Jake can't speak English.
Soy at Jake. The end. Or soy at the cake.
Jake.
Yeah, there it is. So yake.
Yakay. Okay.
It's kind of like people from call centers that like call you from like India and they say their names like James.
Yeah. But whatever it is, he blacked out and he wakes back up and he's got the axe over Hero's forehead. Whew.
And he's like, that wasn't either of us, was it, Steven? And Steven's like, I have no idea.
And Layla is freaking out.
Mark is like, Layla is like, Mark, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
Damn it. Sorry. Could you imagine she's just sitting there and she's like, oh no, the guy that I love, my ex-husband, is about to be murdered again. And like all of a sudden he changes. He just starts speaking Spanish and murdering everybody and then comes back.
Well, what does Jake's suit look like? Could you imagine he turns into just some kind of like gargoyle monster and just like murders everyone?
Oh my god.
That's what I've been wondering too. What does this other personality's suit look like? Because we have like the knight assassin, Mark Spector. We have the businessman, Steve whatever. What's his last name? Steven Grant.
Grant.
But we don't know what this third personality's suit looks like. And
I think it must freak people out.
I bet you it's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And Layla is freaked out here. But Mark's only answer is, I blacked out. And then he says, get Harrow. I know how to stop Amit.
I feel like this is almost like a Rise of Skywalker thing where she's just like, we're going to talk about that later.
And then they never talk about it.
And they never do.
Yeah, then they never talk about it because the series
ends. Ray, I have something to tell you. Never mind.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah. Got him. Stay tuned.
But so they get Harrow on the table, and Harrow's not all the way dead quite, apparently. And they start this spell.
Oh, he looks like he got the crap.
I mean, wasn't the axe kind of in his head?
I thought they killed him, but his fingers twitch, and then he reanimates as Amit goes into him. So, I don't know.
I mean, it's probably exactly what Khonshu did to Mark. Is Mark comes back, is on the verge of dying, brings him back.
Right.
You know, Harrow's there on the verge of dying, which, I mean, he should have just been dead because that's a fucking axe to the head. But, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Reasonable. Right. suspension of disbelief, right? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
For sure. And so, no, it's called Lightsaber Go 3.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
technical terms.
So they start the spell to bind Ahmet to Hera's body. It was really cool. Really cool to see them just chanting the spell. But they've got Ahmet in Hera's body, and Khonsu's there telling Mark to finish it. Mark to choose vengeance. Yeah. Do it, too. Yeah. Palpatine. But Mark has that moment of hesitation and says, you know what, Khonsu? Do it yourself. He's like, we're done. You can release us. So he does apparently get released. And this is the ending.
Well, at least Mark and Steven get it.
Right, because did you guys notice the dialogue earlier where Khonsu was like, yeah, I'll release you two once we're done with everything.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. He did say that. You too.
So.
Bastard.
Mark. Okay. You guys, I haven't reacted to a show like this since Game of Thrones. Like, there were some scenes in here. I can't remember exactly what scene, but I think it was where Mark got resurrected and bolts fell out of his chest. I reacted with such a holy shit moment that I was, like, flailing my arms around. At this part, where Mark wakes up in the psych ward, I stood up.
I stood up. Was so fucking mad because I was like, what is happening? Where are we?
This is like, this is definitely the point where everything that I knew, I no longer knew.
Oh, I was so in disbelief. I was distraught.
Well, and this is going to be the weirdest part is because Marvel pulls the rug out from under you. And then you get your bearings again, and then they pull it out from under you again.
It's so irritating.
Yes. I was pacing. I haven't paced with a show since The Red Wedding.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I paced.
You're like, what is happening?
Yes. Oh, God. So Steven in the psych ward says, this is what reality looks like. And doink, doink, Dr. Harrow says, yes. But then walks away with bloody feet.
Right, which we know about from episode 1. Because he puts glass in his shoes.
All the way back to episode 1. Why am I bleeding?
Which, that's also never explained why he fucking does that. That's psychopath.
No. Yeah. And so Mark and Steven are switching back and forth so fast. So you also don't know if this is like him working through his shit in the psych ward or not. And then it ends with Steven waking up chained to the bed.
In the first room.
Yes. And the music is playing.
Yeah.
The same
and
music.
And they're like, wake up. I know. He's
lonely
like,
as a man.
This whole series never happened.
Like, oh, fuck. It was all in his head. Fuck.
Yeah. Fuck. The whole thing.
No.
Except there's two fish.
No. Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes. No.
Yeah. What's happening?
I can't.
The first fish got snapped and the second fish came out.
What's reality? What is it? What the fuck is happening?
It's so well done.
Has it been 5 years already?
Yeah, it turns out this takes place before Endgame.
I know, right? It happens before and after Endgame.
No.
Time travel. Nightmare.
Yeah, they're zombies. Ah! Stop. Oh, I love it. I love this series and I hate it. Stop doing this to my mind. Please.
What does this mean?
I don't know. Because then we have the post-credit scene, of course. And the post-credit scene is Harrow in the psych ward, and it almost looked like Legion, you guys. I freaked out for a second because it looked like Legion psych ward. But they wheel Harrow out into, well, they had killed like the one of the workers there. Everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. So you see somebody come in, grab Harold from his wheelchair because he's
who only in the Duan.
And guy speaking Spanish wheels him out. As he's wheeling him out, we see that all of the orderlies have been brutally fucking murdered.
Like blood on the ground, murdered.
Well, okay, so I think we can reasonably say that the psych ward is the Duat. That is what we're looking at, right? It's the afterlife. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, because Harrow died and he hasn't come back.
Yeah.
The third personality is there. He was never released from the sarcophagus when Mark and Steve were running around. So this has to be the Duat, right?
I guess now that you're pointing it out. Yeah. I mean, at the time I was just questioning reality.
Right. So like, for whatever reason, they went to the Duat again after everything was said and done, but then they broke out of it. I almost wonder if the Duat, for whatever reason, is also where the other personalities go when the one takes over. So the reason why they were back there after everything happened is because, what is his name, Jake?
Yeah.
Jake had to talk to Khonshu, but they don't know that there's a third personality. So I wonder if, for whatever reason, the Duat is also where the other personalities go to hang out, because that's the whole, oh, I blacked out, which would also explain how they don't remember getting back into the bed, wherever the hell that is. I guess in London, England, wherever the fuck.
Yeah. Jake Lockley.
Yeah. So
they introduced Jake Lockley, but then he also just has a gun and just shoots Harold point blank.
Oh, that was fucking like mobster Godfather shit, where they throw Harold into this limousine and Khonshu is like, sup, bitch, I'm back. Oh, and I still have, you know, the boy, but meet Jake. And he's like, adios, bitch. And just fucking kills him. In the Duat, does that mean that he's gone forever now? Because, like, if you...
I think so.
Like, if you die in hell, do you go to super hell? Or do you just cease to exist altogether? So is he in, like, the super Duat?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Like, okay.
I have no idea. These are all questions.
That's what I'm saying. It was wrapped up way too quick. Because now...
It could have been answered with one more episode.
So,
you know?
Then what's going to happen when Mark or Steven gets hit by a car and then they don't die, because Khonshu's not going to let his avatar die because he fucking can't, because Jake is still his avatar, but they don't know that. What? Like, what?
Well, because from what I'm thinking is that I think that the Duat changed for Mark and Steven.
Yeah. I think
that their London apartment is still the Duat.
Oh, fuck that. No.
And on top of that, didn't both their fish die? Which makes sense why they're both there.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This I wish you wouldn't have said that. Nothing is answered here.
And I think one of the fish had the little fin.
Yeah,
too,
I was looking at the fish. We knew that fish died. I was looking. So they're two separate fish, and one of them has a different number of fins of the other one. So
yeah, so that's why I think they're still in the Duat.
Or Khonshu was just like, "Here's your fish back. Live your normal life now."
I think Jake Lockley's in complete control of the body.
I wouldn't be surprised. I honestly wouldn't, because. He's terrifying. As much as a badass as Mark was, Jake is on another level. Like
different
10 levels
level.
Above him.
Yeah. Like, he does not care. Like,
no,
Jake
he
doesn't
will
care.
Murder you. He loves peace. He will murder men, women, and children.
Thank you. I was 2 seconds away from saying that.
He doesn't care
peacemaker.
How many men, women, and children he has to kill to achieve peace. He will get peace.
He's a fist of vengeance, and he does not care about however many men, women, and children he has to give that fist of vengeance.
He will kill everybody to get there.
Yeah.
Well, guys, that's kind of how the series ends.
Yeah.
I figured they had to do something with Ethan Hawke, because I don't think he wants to, like, continue in the MCU. It's just not really his style. So I was shocked that they just like blasted him like mobs.
Yeah, that, I honestly think that was crazy. But what a way to go! Like, what a way to just show that this guy doesn't care. So
yeah,
where are we going from here? What are our predictions?
So I had to look up Jake Lockley, and he is a big part in the comic series.
Uh-huh.
But I know that this is a limited series, and I can see, since a limited series, I mean, it kind of did wrap up with a bit of a bow on it. Like, I could see them just having it wrapped up there.
I could too, but I could see a season two. Like, I could really see a season two.
We won't know until Oscar Isaac or Marvel comes out and says something.
But then again, like, we didn't expect Abomination to be in, like, Shang-Chi, and we didn't, like... Like, I just think that, I mean, you never know where he could pop up.
Right, exactly.
So I could definitely see Moon Knight showing up in a movie.
Well, I could see it. They're doing Werewolf at Night in October.
Cool.
And that was actually the first comic that Moon Knight ever showed up in.
Yeah, so I don't think we're done with Moon Knight. I don't think that we're never going to see Moon Knight again. But I can see why they said this was a limited series, because they did wrap it up in such a way where I don't know that we're going to get a season two.
No, because I don't I don't see what other big problems that Moon Knight alone could face. He's definitely going to be in something
else. They
kind of
beat the boogeyman already.
So he's going to be joining either Blade or... whoever the fuck Kit Harington's character was, is supposed to be the Black Knight.
Black Knight.
I mean, it would make sense, Moon Knight and Black Knight, but, I mean, he probably isn't getting a season two, but this hopefully is not the end of Moon Knight, because they wrapped the series up well enough, but they didn't wrap Moon Knight up well enough.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, and as of this episode, we haven't seen Doctor Strange 2. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think he's going to be in it.
And credit scenes have surprised us before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I mean, there's a lot of things from series that are going to be in Multiverse Madness, so who knows what could be in that post-credits.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so far, what, we have like three almost confirmed series being in this? Loki, WandaVision, and What If?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's coming out tomorrow, and I think two of the three of us are seeing it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Heidi?
I don't know when I'm seeing it.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, I figured, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got my tickets today, too.
Cool. So, all right, guys.
This is it for Moon Knight, so go ahead, and I don't know what we're planning for the, like, interim for May, but I do know we're going to be back on for sure for Kenobi. Okay, so after Kenobi's going to air on a Friday, depending on when we're going to record, we'll probably have an episode coming out that Sunday after Kenobi.
And we'll try and put something out in the meantime, maybe.
Yep. So watch us through May, but definitely after Kenobi, keep an eye on us. And we'll have some more episodes out, guys.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Laters, Gators.
Let me put you on hold. Come on, Cody. Bring us home. Bring us home.
I'm trying. I literally cannot think of anything that happened in this episode.
I'm just picturing me like, oh, I'm Moon Knight and my reality got pulled out. And now another reality
My name's Kevin Feige, and fuck all of you guys, because you guys won't get any answers from shit from me. Bitch, fuck you.
Oh.
That's the end quote. Use it. Staple it. No, just kidding. Kevin Feige, we love you. Fuck off.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Nerd Post Podcast.
You can always reach out to us with questions, comments, concerns at nerdpostpodcast@gmail.com.
And follow for updates and memes on Facebook and Instagram, or check us out at nerdpostpodcast.com.